What's going on, people? Little driblets. Guess who's back? I think I missed a week. So if I, yeah, I missed a week. My bad. Oh, things have been crazy. Things are crazy. Crazy's good. Busy's good. So hope everyone's doing well. First off, throw that out there. Doing all right. Things are good. Getting closer and closer to my B-Day. So I think we'll record. Yeah, pretty close at this point. So don't be an asshole. Wish me a happy birthday. I'd do the same for you if I knew when yours was. Because I care. Some of us fucking care. Okay? Yeah, once again, doing this thing from the road. It's pretty much my MO at this point. I figured by this point in this fucking year, I'd be stationary somewhere, and that just has not happened yet. Not that that's necessarily bad. The road's got me coming up with some pretty good stuff. So, doing tons of writing, tons of not as much reading as I need to. I feel like I'm always behind the ball. You guys got some book recommendations? Hit me up. Send them along. I definitely want to check them out. Still in the midst of reading a couple of different books because I'm old. So like legit books. I started rereading. Oh, I can't even talk right now, guys. What the fuck? So in any case, I started rereading that book by Chris Kresser, Unconventional Medicine, and then it kind of coincides with this other book, How to Become a Supple Leopard. It's that one's a little more clinical. They're both really good. It's mostly because I'm getting old, and they're ways to help me feel not so old. I got to be around for a long time for my little driblets. Gotta keep you guys informed for a long, long time. So, yeah, just doing that lately. I just super bummed with things. I mean, I feel like news is just terrible. I read, John McCain just died, and they've been going back and forth for a little while, right? Which it was like this one day type of deal. And what I'm getting at is that what was irritating is that, they had John McCain, whether you liked his politics or not, I mean, the guy's a fucking American hero. I think he spent, it was what, 3 years or 5 years being tortured behind enemy lines. It's fucking insane. And then to come out and continue to have the passion he did and the patriotism he did towards a country that essentially could do nothing for him for 5 years, right? I mean, sure, we negotiate and we do things, but yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't even pretend at this point to know enough about that specific situation, but in any case, he continued to be that guy. He continued to be, come out and do what he thought was right, whether you liked him or not, you got to respect some of the shit he did at least. But so he passes away and you see like the bullet points. And then it's like, in the same thread, you see like Louis C.K. is back to doing comedy. Right. And I kind of went back and forth with this dude on Twitter because I was just like, what the fuck? Like Louis C.K. doing what he was doing, not okay. All right. It's not okay. It's fucking whatever. But it is, I guess the point I was trying to get out of this fucking guy was how long is long enough for him to be away? Because the whole John McCain thing was like one day, and I've seen this Louis C.K. shit towards the front of the news feed for like 3 or 4 days, and you're like, well, where are our fucking priorities at? And not that, we should sweep his shit under the rug. I just don't understand where our morality is at this point. Like, you have this great, again, whether you care about his politics or not, this great fucking guy who did a lot of great things for America and America's best interest, and it's a blip on the radar. And then we have fucking Louis C.K., who, pulled his dick out and jerked it in front of some chicks that he then, that also then went on to, coincidentally become showrunners and producers and directors and, high-powered people, much, and again, I'm not excusing it, but it's also like the Harvey Weinstein shit. You're not hearing from the women who made it because they sat there or, they hooked up with them, right? So, I mean, the complacency in their shit should be what everyone's pissed off about. They're content with like, oh yeah, I just put that to the back of my mind and I don't even think about him jerking off anymore, and I have this great show that I'm gonna produce, right? Like it's that they get to do those extra things because they did that, right? This stupid bullshit. It's like that's how Hollywood ran forever and still does. I mean, don't fucking kid yourself. This hashtag Me Too shit's not the beginning or end of fucking the way that things run in Hollywood. It is a mere fucking speed bump because people are fucking insane. That's just what happens. People are out of their fucking minds. So shit like this will always go on. It's always gone on throughout fucking history. There's been somebody oppressing other people. It's just not that it's good or bad, that not that it's right or wrong. It's fucking just what happens. Like people are fucking inherently prone to fucking overextending their power in any position that they get. It fucking happens, but I don't agree with it. I don't fucking think that what either one of those fucking dudes did was fucking right. It's not. It's, but whatever. It just irritated me that it's this continual feed of this shit. Like we're focusing on the wrong shit. And at what point are we gonna start saying like, okay, we actually do have some madness going on in the fucking world, and we continue to focus on the Louis C.K.'s and the fucking Kim Kardashians and the Kanye West of the fucking world. I don't give a fuck that Kanye West had sandals on that were too fucking small for his feet. Who cares? 4 days I've seen that shit in my fucking feed, and it every time I see it, I just want to fucking puke. Is this where we're fucking at, people? Is this what's going on? We're fucking literally having a debate whether or not this man's fucking footwear was too small for him or not. How about we just start with the one question we should all be asking ourselves? Who fucking cares? Who cares? Who cares if his fucking shoes are too small? If they were too big and he was wearing like fucking clown shoes? Would that fucking matter? Does that change your perception of him? No, the man is a fucking nut job. People like his music. Cool. But who gives a shit what he has on his feet? Who cares? People are fucking loving the Yeezys. Do your thing. I don't know. I hear they're fucking super comfortable. I don't know. Expensive for shoes, for me. But, for tennis shoes that look like that, but again, if you want to buy them, you can get them. Hey, more power fucking to you. Again, I don't care. But we're gonna fucking play this game like, oh yeah, everybody's, hashtagging their outrage about all this shit, and then this is the stuff that we choose to focus on. Well, if this is the stuff that the news and everyone else is focusing on, then at what point are we going to get to the real shit? How do you make real change fucking happen when it's things like this? Again, I don't care about the guy's fucking footwear. Fuck. Did it look like they were too small? Yeah. Do I care? Nah. I don't care. I don't give a shit. And if you do care, hey, that's on you. I guess the news has been perfect for you the last couple of days. But it just. Yeah, I guess as someone just way too old to be dealing with that shit, it just blows my mind that fucking people do care about that. I don't know. What the fuck are you gonna do? It's fucking silly to me. I would have fucking loved it though if he did wear clown shoes. If he came out in a fucking all white tuxedo, oh no, salmon. If he had a fucking salmon tuxedo and like big clown shoes that were fucking like suede or like blue suede, I think that he would fucking honestly, you would see other people doing that shit. There's no doubt in my fucking mind. No doubt in my mind. You're gonna see people doing that fucking suit with the fucking sandals. That's gonna be their thing. It's gonna fucking start coming out as a fucking fashion thing now. Because people are fucking dumb. Dumb. You know, so I don't know. That just fucking cracks me up that, you know, that could be fucking possible. That could really be possible. Oh man, it would be awesome if he did like the full clown outfit, you know, the top hat had like one big glove or something on, but the big shoes and then that like that outfit, but it's just not the clown colors, it's not rainbowed, it's fucking just like one solid color. Oh, you fucking turds would eat that up. Fucking eat it up. You know how many fucking people will be wearing that like to the next wedding, the next a big event they had to go to? You'd see the fucking Stranger Kids things or Stranger Things kids wearing that shit, and then it's, oh, it's a joke, and then it's, no, it's real fashion. Yeah, it's like, who did the fucking, back in the day, when I was young, back in the day, Bjork had that fucking, what is it? It's, flamingo dress, and it had like the, you know, the stuff, you know, wasn't like, wasn't a real flamingo, obviously. So, but they made it out of material, and they had like the head and everything, and it wrapped around her neck. And then was it Lady Gaga? I think Lady Gaga was the one who had like the meat fucking. She came out with that meat dress. Fuck yeah, I think that was her. That shit was classic because it like months later, you know, then you saw like somebody else do it. And now with the internet age, you're not waiting months, you know. Nobody's waiting around to do that shit. They'll do it like tomorrow. You know, as soon as it came out, like, oh, that's fucking cool. I want to wear that to prom. All right, well, let's start cutting this shit up. Let's start fucking pulling salami out of the fucking packs and sewing it together. You know, I mean, ugh. The silliness of it all. So fucking funny. Yeah, I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is that there are bigger things going on, guys. We gotta look around a little bit. There's a, man, let me see, a couple of classic movies. It's just come out, obviously. Oh, if you guys ever read the book, George Orwell's 1984, check out the movie. The movie's a little kind of crazy, and then, like Ayn Rand, if you read some of that chick's shit, there's so much out there. Just want you guys to be smart, and not even smart. I'm pretty sure most of you are. I want people to be informed. I feel like people aren't informed. Like I said, with this fucking guy, you know, we're going back and forth, and his argument was like, well, at least, you know, Michael Richards apologized and didn't do a sitcom for 7 years, right after his outburst at the Laugh Factory. I don't know if you guys remember that. Michael, do you guys know who Michael Richards is? He played Kramer on Seinfeld. You know, tall, lanky dude, crazy hair. But he was on stage, and if you watch the video's not good. I mean, it obviously doesn't paint him in a good light, but he was speaking to these, I guess it was a group of black guys on the balcony that were, you know, kind of heckling and shouting down, and they had been doing that all night, pretty much. And instead of, you know, and that's the problem with comedy clubs, you know, I mean, all the ones that I go to, it's really like, luckily the crowds are getting better, which is why I love this new influx of comedy and you know, comedians and like the air around comedy is because, you know, comedy, it comedy's not a fucking interactive sport, right? It's not improv. You know, going to see a comedian is go it shouldn't just be like going to the theater. Like you're going to a show. This person's worked on this act. This person has done everything they can to tighten this shit up to make it what it is to try and make you laugh. And if it's not good, hey, it's not good. It happens. You know, bad shows happen. But you're only dealing with these guys for like 7 or 10 minutes because these shows are so packed, you know? But that's not an invitation for you. So here's the sorry, but this is a fucking PSA in the middle of all this. Don't heckle a fucking comedian. Don't feel like you should be a part of the fucking show because you're not. Nobody came in there. Nobody paid their fucking money to sit down and listen to you banter back and forth with the comedian. Now, if there and there are comedians that do crowd work, and every once in a while you got to do it. You got to do some crowd work, and you're trying to work through some material. You fucking call out on somebody like, "Hey, man, so what are you doing right?" Whatever. Those kinds of things are awesome. And when they invite it, then you talk. But don't fucking talk during the show. Don't fucking talk at the comedian. Don't, it's not, again, it's not fucking improv. You're not going back and forth and they're not asking you for suggestions. This is usually something that they've been working on for a while and they literally just want you to shut up or fucking laugh. That's it. You know? So, okay, off my soapbox. But in any case, these guys were heckling other comedians. Well, Michael Richards, you know, from Seinfeld fame, which is not uncommon. I don't think that he had a spot there that night. I think he came and kind of just, you know, went on because that's what famous comedians do. And, you know, it's part of being in the club. We get bumped. You gotta get bumped every once in a while. You know, if Chris Rock walks in, no one's gonna want to see me on stage, right? They're gonna want to see fucking Chris Rock. That you know, they're getting a value for their fucking buck for the $20 or whatever that they paid to come in to see, you know, some fledgling comedians try to work through their shit, or even some middling comedians who fucking have very tight sets that are right on fucking point. That 25 or $20, you know, it seems like, oh yeah, it was well spent. But if you get a Chris Rock in there, you got more bang for your buck, right? It's just how it goes, and it's fucking awesome for everybody. And actually, you know, aside from having to close after them, you're fucking, you guys, you know, the audience tends to ramp up. You know, they are so stoked that somebody came in like that, and fuck, especially when they come in and just fucking kill, right? So in any case, these guys were heckling. Well, then, you know, Michael Richards gets up. He is doing his shtick, and he hasn't been on stage in a while, or he hadn't been at that point. You know, I mean, he's been on a fucking sitcom forever, or, you know, one of the most famous sitcoms, and for a long time, did movies, back and forth, and he would pop in every now and then. But he's not at that point, and I don't think he is now either. It was like a recurring role at the Comedy Stores. He just would do them just to stay sharp, you know. And some actors do that, you know. But working on a fucking TV show is long days, right? So I think he had come in because he had been off for a while and wanted to just work some stuff out and kind of get back into the groove again, and was on stage. And these guys had already heckled a couple of comedians, thinking, you know, hey, let's be a part of the fucking show. Well, he's already heightened because he's listened to this for a couple of, you know, or for at least one other person get heckled before he walked out. So he's getting heckled. Well, he starts going along. Well, then he gets pissed off, and then it becomes super racial. And he's making comments about, you know, like 50 years ago, they'd be hanging him from the rafters and super inappropriate shit, right? So then these guys get fucking pissed, and then now everybody's, you know, they're yelling at him, and he's just continuing this barrage of like negative shit at them when, you know, it probably could have been helped had the fucking club just walked up and been like, "Hey, you guys gotta go." But it's there's something about comedy, you know, comedy like live comedy that has always tend to have invited that that element of people like, oh yeah, well, you're standing on a stage 5 feet from me, I should be able to talk to you. Well, it's not how it is. You wouldn't do that at a fucking play. So why would you go to a fucking comedy show and do that, And especially if it's bad, if somebody's fucking bombing, there's nothing worse than watching somebody bomb, right? Or being the person that's bombing, right? So they're already going through some shit, and then you hear somebody in the back, from the back or from the crowd, start fucking grilling them, or like, "Hey, buddy, you should fucking give it up." Like, first off, who the fuck are you? We're not coming down kicking the broom out of your fucking hand. All right, so don't go there and fuck with somebody's job, because this is literally what they're trying to do, and some of these guys are not getting fucking paid to do it. They have a Joe job just like you, and they're coming in and busting ass to try and get funny. You don't get funny overnight, and you have to continue to work at it. The craft is fucking insane to begin with. It's a mind-numbing craft to try and craft things with timing and everything just to make people laugh is crazy. It's just crazy. But I mean, what are you gonna do? So if you don't want to Joe job it and you do want to do this, it's a big step. So in any case, they're going back and forth, and that was the whole deal. Michael Richards being super racist, right? So doing tons of shit. I don't know that he I don't remember if he used the N-word or not, but there were definitely implications about, super racial implications for these dudes back in the day, right? So in any case, this guy and I are going back and forth on fucking Twitter, and he makes the comment about Michael Richards, right? Like, "Oh, well, at least he apologized and, stayed away from stayed away from sitcoms for 7 years," right? Now, this is the stupidest argument ever, right? Because if you what you really care to have is justice for something, you don't trade racism for misogyny, right? Which is exactly what this guy's doing. He's trying to make them equal so that, you can balance one out over the other. So my question to him was just that. So is racism worse than misogyny, right? Of course it's not. Are they equal? They're equally fucking terrible, right? But if you take a step back, racism is a huge fucking problem. And the road he went down was, "Oh, well, this guy apologized and he spent some time away." So my argument to that was, well, Louis C.K. apologized to these women and he stayed away. And it was like, "Well, yeah, but he's only been gone a year." Okay, so my next obvious question, if you're following along, is how long is enough then? Is it 2 years for jerking off in front of people? Harvey Weinstein, is it going to be 10 years and then he's going to be fucking back in the limelight, or, back in a position where he's still going to be, pretty much like he is right now? Is it going to be a situation like Roman Polanski, who can't ever come back into the country, but people love him, right? So where, what are the fucking ends of this spectrum here? Where do we start? Where does it stop? Because we're going down a road where we're saying everybody that's doing anything that's bad, you should lose your job, you should lose your fucking likelihood, your livelihood, excuse me, your friends, and you should lose everything, right? Until it hits somebody close to home. Asia Argento, right? Hashtag Me Too. What do you do there? Do you look at her and say the same thing? Essentially, what she's accused of and what they've shown so far, it's pretty much, what Harvey Weinstein was doing. And is it, well, he, she kind of learned it from him, or whatever you want to fucking say, she kind of went down the same road, right? But everyone that's called for, Harvey Weinstein's fucking head, and again, I'm not on this guy's side. I'm not on Louis C.K.'s side. I'm just trying to fucking figure out where we land, right? What are we supposed to do? None of it's right. That, if you steal a fucking car and you go to jail, when you come out, you're still a felon, right? But people expect you to be rehabilitated, and now they want you back into regular society, which means what? To go get a fucking Joe job and, go work at Napa or wherever you can get a fucking job, because now you have a record, right? So there's only so many places you can go, and believe it or not, entertainment industry is one of those places. If you have fucking, it doesn't matter what your background really, if you have some kind of negative shit, you're a felon, you can still become famous, you can still be a producer, you can still fucking, I mean, look at the rap game. They for a long time, for the 90s, all that stuff, gangster rap, all that shit was going on, and people were going to jail. And so when you start to look at it like that, how do we say that these guys won't ever be back or shouldn't ever come back, right? I mean, so the talent's gone forever, right? But you have Meryl Streep standing up clapping at the fucking Oscars for Roman Polanski, right? A known pedophile, and he raped a child. So that's okay. I mean, she's gonna vilify Harvey Weinstein, but in the same breath, clap her fucking ass off towards Roman Polanski. I mean, the hypocrisy that is so fucking real with all this stuff just doesn't make sense when you say, like, okay, let's hold it under a microscope. How long is too long? How long is not long enough? What constitutes this much punishment or that much punishment, right? For, in civil or in the eyes of society, right? Because that's what's happening now. You're being tried in the court of public opinion, and we're going down that road. So if that's the road we're going on, and you're the person saying, well, this guy should never fucking work again, okay, well, why? Because he jerked off in front of these women. Okay, so that he should never work again. The guy should never fucking work again. But Michael Richards, who was being super racist that night, as long as he apologized and took some time off, he's good to go. Hopefully you guys see where I'm going. I'm not too fucking far off. But I mean, that's just for me. I have a lot of questions, Again, I don't agree with what the fuck these guys are doing. I also don't agree with all the people who fucking benefited on both sides and never said anything. No one's talking about the agents that fucking set up the meetings for those women with Harvey Weinstein. Nobody's talking about how fucking Louis C.K. would bump, or bring up writers, or I guess a couple of these girls that he was jerking in front of, to be, showrunners that hadn't been showrunners before, and become producers and directors, and we talking about that stuff. I mean, I'm not saying that it's right, and I don't know. Obviously, it's not equal, right? But if on some level, let's say HR Argento's obviously doing the same thing, like, I can help your career out, and then this fucking, then you find, I mean, what kills me is you find out this kid's 17 and like we're not in more of an uproar. I don't get it. Like, okay, yeah, so she did something bad, but does it should make it a little bit worse that the kid was underage, right? I mean, and again, it's like different laws, if I guess if they're different places, but they were here in LA, I think, at least from what I read. So I don't know. I don't know. Yes, this is the shit that I fucking think about. It just trying to make sense out of the fucking nonsensical. I just obviously not a fucking lawyer, obviously not a fucking cop or judge. There are people, sure, that you want to fucking bring the hammer down on. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't. I just don't know where we start and we fucking end when it comes to the court of public opinion. That's kind of what I was getting at. Which kind of brings me to this fucking article that I was reading. So this woman, right? This, complete 180 from what the fuck I was just talking about. But so this woman, maybe you guys read this article. I think it was on Yahoo or MSN. I know it was a couple of different places because I read it a couple of times thinking like there's got to be some other information, you know. But this woman was getting married, and her and her husband, or her and her fiance, had, you know, put some money aside, and they were trying to have the wedding of their dreams, right? And I think they had like 15 grand put away, and the young kids, I think 20, their early 20s, but you know, have about 15 grand put away, and they've both been going to school, and they've been struggling a little bit. Obviously, you struggle going to school. It's when you're young, it's just something. It's what happens usually for the majority of people. I mean, going to school, having to pay for it yourself, you know, especially boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. You got other obligations, and you're trying to make it all work. Well, these it sounded like they were doing really well, making it work, saving some money. And then they decided they wanted to have, or she wanted to have her dream wedding. So, in lieu of gifts, she asks that everyone in the bridal party and everyone attending the wedding put in a couple of $1,000. Now, it's not, it was a destination wedding, I think, the Bahamas or Fiji or something. But she wanted them to put in a couple of $1,000. It was like 2,000 per person, and then 5,000, I think, for the wedding party. And that was before getting their own shit, before getting their own flights and their, you know, dresses and all that other shit. Before any of that stuff, they're paying, you know, a couple of grand just so this woman can have this amazing wedding. And it kind of made me think, like. I mean, that shit, first off, to me, that shit's silly. Like, weddings are inherently fucking, like, they're cool if you have nothing to do with them. Meaning you're not part of the wedding, if you're just showing up for, like, you know, good drinks and everybody is dressed to the fucking nines and looking great. It's awesome, you know? Weddings can be fucking fantastic, but weddings can be shit too. And if you're in a wedding or, you know, you're the bride or the groom, that's like gruel. That's like the end, right? That's the fucking championships. You fucking trained, you know, for the last, you know, however long, let's say 8 months before we train, meaning you've fucking seen caterers and got different colored napkins and fucking, you know, found a venue and found either a band or a DJ and you start going through all, like, it is a fucking marathon, and the wedding is that last mile. You know, you say your I do's. And then you're done, right? So for people just going to the wedding, it's great because that's all you got to do. You worry about showing up. But imagine like having to go, or not having to, but being asked to go to a wedding and then fucking, oh, hey, by the way, can you throw in a couple of grand because we want to have this amazing wedding? It's like, well, I could see they're struggling kids. Hey, but you're also, your wedding party is generally your age bracket, right? So their friends have to be in the same boat, you know, probably still scraping by and saving what they can. And apparently this bride or bride to be was getting like negative feedback from everybody, and some people were like, I'm not fucking paying you to go to your wedding, you know. So she started losing it. Well, apparently she became super fucking bratty about it. And couldn't believe that people didn't want to pay the couple of grand to go to her wedding. And then I guess she went off on her, or she was saying something to her maid of honor, and her maid of honor, who was her best friend, I guess, probably not anymore, had made the comment, well, yeah, you're asking for too much. Like, people don't want to pay thousands of dollars to come to a fucking wedding, you know, for you to have your wedding, and then they still have to pay on top of that. You know, she's trying to be a little bit rational about it. And so the bride-to-be, yeah, apparently fucking loses on her. Well, it's like a whole Facebook message about how the wedding is off because now I guess the fiance, the guy, he was trying to tell her, no, you're being fucking crazy. Why don't we just do the, you know, why don't we just go to Vegas or something? And she was so offended at the fact that he would just say, oh, let's go to Vegas, you know, just because he wanted to marry her and wanted all the stress to be gone, right? He's a guy, he's looking for a solution, and she doesn't want a fucking solution. She wants to hear, like, let's go into fucking debt, or let me sell my fucking car and shit. We'll make this happen, right? She's not. It's a completely irrational fucking thought because it's, well, one, it's your wedding, but two, I mean, if she's already being a bridezilla, there's no fucking way you're changing her mind, right? And the poor guy is just trying to find a solution. Like, no, everyone's pissed now because you want fucking money from them. So they're probably not even gonna come. And then, then he feels like he's being fucking pulled in two different directions. And so he was trying to fucking find a solution, but it wasn't working. So she's pissed off at him. Well, then she overhears, I guess, that guy and her, maid of honor going back and forth one night about how, she's just being crazy. And so then she loses it. So she basically tells everybody, who you are. If you didn't care about me enough to pay for my fucking wedding, then you don't really care about me, or something to that effect, and calls the wedding off. I don't know if her and the guy are still together or how that shit was going, but she was still pretty pissed off at him because he would suggest that they just go to Vegas and get it over with. So yeah, she was super pissed at that fucking dude. She pissed everybody off, gets on Facebook and blasts his shit out. And so the people start hitting her up, like, are you out of your fucking mind? You were asking people, like, she broke it down, like it wasn't the stupidest shit you've ever heard, right? I could see if they're, again, if your kid's younger and you're on a budget and it's like, hey guys, in lieu of a gift, would you mind like throwing $50 or $100? We really want to get this place. It's, a couple of $1,000. We just don't have it, and something like that. I can see, like, hey man, yeah, like you guys are young and you're working hard. You just don't have the money right now, and that shit happens. It's awesome, So cool. Here's a couple of bucks, but a couple of grand so that, I can then turn around and spend a couple more $1,000 to fly to your fucking wedding, in wherever, Bora Bora, where the fuck this chick wanted to have it, so that you could feel like, a Disney princess for a day. Because that was the whole thing. It's like she wanted to live like a Kardashian for one day. I think that's literally what she said, that she wanted to live like a Kardashian for one day and then come back to her normal life. And the total, oh, fuck, I just say it was like 60 grand was the total on this fucking wedding she wanted for one day. And they live back here. I mean, I think they live in the middle of nowhere pretty much, if I remember the article correctly. But 60 grand's a fat down payment on a house, right? Probably, if you're living in the Midwest, right? What are houses? 300,000, 350, 60 grand, you got your, pretty much your 20% right there. So it's like, fuck, you could start your whole life right there. You got your house, you got, pay your fucking cars off. By the time you're 40, you'll be good to go. Excuse me, sorry guys. I was right in your fucking ear. Apologize for that. But yeah, I fucking laughed so fucking hard because it's. I've been around some women that would fucking I was, as I was reading it, I could picture a couple of women that I've known in my life that would have easily been on that girl's side. Well, yeah, but it's one day, right? Like, oh, well, you only get married once, and it's like, well, yeah, but if it's for love, like, doesn't necessarily have to do you have to do that? And if you do, again, no one's saying they couldn't have got married or had a great fucking wedding. Again, they had 15 fucking grand or something like that sitting aside for the wedding. It's the, flying off to this crazy destination and having all this stuff that she didn't need and that she's losing her fucking mind over, right? Like, legit losing her mind. She was super pissed. I fucking laughed so hard. I thought it was great. That was fantastic. It just goes to show kind of what the next generation of people are like thinking about, because I mean it's so fucking silly. You're fucking one for one day you want to live like a fucking Kardashian? That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. You think you're gonna want to go back to your fucking humdrum life after you've been sitting on a fucking beach sipping fucking Cristal for fucking a week? Oh yeah, let's go back to that Miller Lite I got sitting in the fucking outside fridge. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, people are fucking dumb. It just goes back to my shit. People are dumb. But I don't even know what to fucking say. It's like, for the money they had, they could have gone to Vegas and completely done just that. They could have fucking lived it up. You know, fucking lived it fucking up off $15,000. Had a great fucking time in Vegas. And a kick-ass wedding, dude. They could have rented out a little venue, had fucking everybody come to Vegas, which people would have done. It's like, fuck, like, all right, yeah, I'm down for Vegas. It's a, you know, because again, the fucking, I forget where she was, I wish I could remember right now where she was talking about having the wedding, because it was, you know, it's, you're talking international flights and shit. Like, come on, you fucking crazy fuck. You know, some of these people probably don't even have fucking passports. You know, ask yourself, look around, how many people you know don't have fucking passports, right? So if somebody had a wedding in another country, you'd be like, oh, I don't know if I can go. All right, I'll see you. But it, you fucking, I don't know. It made me laugh so fucking hard because I just thought like this is indicative of this next generation. Like we just got to figure this shit out. This idea, you know, this Kardashian lifestyle. You know, I hate to be the bearer of fucking bad news, but you guys got to start telling your kids that they can't do anything they want. You know, like just tell them like, ah, no, somebody's got to sweep the floor, you fucking mouth breather. You know, fucking, oh yeah, you want what? You want to be pre? No, you're no, I'm not saying that you can't be president because you're fucking brown. I'm saying you can't be president because you fucking don't know shit. Well, I mean, looking at where we are now, it's not that that's a indicator, but you know, it is that thing. Like somebody's got to make the burgers, guys. Somebody's got to fucking, you know, bring the food out. And I'm not above that shit. I was a server. I fucking waited tables and I drink fucking Miller High Life. I am not above any of that shit. I just think that we need to be realistic because when I fucking read this, I thought your parents, her parents should have just slapped her in the fucking mouth. You know, they should have fucking been like, what are you fucking thinking? Why would you ask people for money? Why would you ask fucking, first off, the wedding party's already going to pay more. They got that, you know, paying for the tux, paying for all the other shit. And on top of that, you want 5 G's from them to fucking fulfill your wedding fantasies? Like, I don't know, guys. I mean, maybe I'm thinking wrong again here, but I don't know. That's just my fucking thoughts. I could not stop laughing when I read that article. And just her Facebook, like, just in my brain, the idea of her, how steaming pissed she was. You know, super cartoonish, like smoke coming out the fucking ears and everything is all I could picture of, and of her like on her phone and just smoke coming off her hands because she's fucking, you know, off her thumbs because she's fucking typing so fast. Click, 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 like, oh, look, these motherfuckers, like, they're pieces of shit. They don't want to give me money for nothing. You know, it's my wedding. And it's like, yeah, it's your wedding. Why the fuck are we gonna pay for your wedding, you dipshit? Oh, good times. I don't know, guys. Well, all right. I think I've talked your ear off long enough. Oh yeah, 45 minutes. This is a good one, guys. This is a good one. Hopefully, we'll do it again here soon. Yeah. As always, thanks again for tuning in and check. Not the website. Just yeah, if you want to check in, go to whiskeydribble@gmail.com with any questions. Again, keep that shit coming. It'd be great. At Whiskey Dribble Podcast on Instagram and at Whiskey Dribble on Twitter. So, yeah, if you guys want to fucking troll along, come fucking find me on Twitter and we'll just go back and forth. I have no problem. I enjoy it. It's kind of I'm oddly satisfying, which is terrible for a man my age to fucking say. So, all right, y'all. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll catch you on the next one. Late.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.